Best Liberty. You are listening to WGLZ, where we are passionately vocal. I'm Caitlin, and I'm with Craig Nicholas. He is a college student at WVU, and he is a volunteer firefighter. And today we are going to be talking about drug addiction and how the epidemic is affecting that. Hi, Craig.
Hello.
So, did you know that college students make up one of the largest groups of drug abusers in the nationwide?
Unfortunately, yes, I did know that.
Which, I was kind of shocked finding this out, because I was like, wow. I didn't think college students would be, like, one of the largest groups.
Well, you have to look at it from a realistic point of view is without parental supervision, a lot of kids will just run rampant and do anything to make them feel better with all the stressors that's going on with their lives.
I can agree with that, because college is stressful. It's a big change for most people, and sometimes it's hard.
And I know with a lot of people without a very strong support group, that is the first thing they turn to. And we just have to make sure that we are there for them no matter what happens.
Do you think the drug addiction in the youth is getting worse over the years, and why?
I think with everything that's going on with the society right now, is just so stressful, and it's so hard for people to try to comprehend on top of everything that's going on with their everyday lives. It's people just looking for an escape.
Yeah, I know this is, like, kind of difficult, like, especially with the pandemic. It's very difficult for people because you don't know, you don't know what's going to happen. I mean,
well, and the other thing you have to think about is what you do during your formative years, especially during high school and college, will also lead on to your later life. So if you start substance abuse at 11th, 12th grade, that will carry on throughout the rest of your life because you're already predisposing yourself into that situation.
Do you know anyone who was affected by drugs, and how close are they to you?
A very good family friend of ours had a very bad substance abuse issue with methamphetamine, and it wound up taking his life. And she actually caught me in a local gas station and said, "Can you at least tell me this?" And she was asking a lot about her son, and it is just something that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. Just the pain and all of the repercussions that caused because of everything that happened, because of one choice. It has affected me very personally because where I come from in southern West Virginia is a very large population and the poverty rate is 47%. And with that, it is just a point where people are looking for, like I said earlier, it's just something for just try to get out of their head. Everything's going so bad, and they just want something to feel a little bit better.
Okay, now we're going to go on break. This is WGLZ with Craig Nicholas.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo, and I love the fact that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. However, the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks is able to help provide over 3 billion meals to children and families in need all across the country. Join me in the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to WGLZ Radio 91.5. I'm Caitlin, and I'm with Craig Nicholas. He is a college student at WVU, and he is a firefighter. He was just talking about, basically, he was just talking about how he knew someone and how that was using drugs and how it affected him. And it was a really touching story. And we also talked about how the current pandemic affected people because it's uncertainty and they led to drugs, and how college students make up most of the, is the largest group who uses drugs. How many overdoses do you see or hear about as a firefighter?
When I first joined the department in 2010, overdoses was few and far between, but as the years went on, it has become extremely prevalent. And I think the biggest reason is just people getting used to something and switching to something else, and the people that making the secondary drug are just trying to stretch as far as they can, and they're lacing it with God knows what. And we have to stop what's going on within our communities right now.
What do you think we can do to solve the issue of drug addiction?
The biggest thing that we can do to solve the issue of drug addiction is just to be supportive. If you have a family member, if you have a close friend that is going through this horrible disease, it's just to be there for them, because they need nothing more than support. If you have somebody that is just somebody you've seen that is throwing your life away, you have to step back away from your personal feelings and say, this person is in need of help. I want to do everything in my power to try to help them. But what we also have to be cognizant about is you also have to give them tough love at certain times. If they are not willing to accept help, you have to be stern. At some point with any addiction, you'll encounter them saying, I cannot stop. I can stop anytime that I want to, or I'm in control of this. But that's not the case. They find themselves increasing more and more to achieve themselves that same buzz. And that when you need to understand that the addiction is a disease, it also has male components. You're literally putting chemicals into your body to alter your brain state. That's what being high is. The effects mentally, they're going to be there. To understand the compassion can come in many forms. You just have to be strict but blunt, because if you're not blunt, they're not going to understand the ideas.
Thanks for coming today, Craig. I really appreciate it, and thank you for sharing your story with us, and thank you for talking about drug addiction, because I think it is a real important issue.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you're listening to WGLZ Radio 91.5. Let's get back to the music.
Are you a student in need of professional clothing for interviews, internships, and presentations? Then the Career Closet is for you. The Career Closet is located in the Humanities Lounge in the library basement. For more information, contact careercloset@westliberty.edu.
You're listening to the new 91.5 WGLZ, West Liberty, West Virginia.